Okay, so the ugly sisters are going to try on the dandle. "Let me try it first," said Tracy all gruff, and she sat on the chair with a huff and a puff, but her great big white foot just would not go in. "Well, give it to me," said Fay with a grin. She crammed and she jammed till at last it slid on, then shrieked in dismay, her foot was too long. The girls threw a wobbly and ran from the room, and Cindy came into the house with her broom. Pete met her eyes, and his heart set alight. Could this be the girl who had charmed him that night? He held out the dandle. "Please, won't you try?" She nodded and sat. She was suddenly shy. Pete took that dandle, so sparkly and small, slipped it onto her foot, no trouble at all. Auntie looked on with a horrified gaze, her mouth wide open, her eyes were ablaze. Not saying a word, she blustered away. And the rest's ancient history, as some would say. For Cindy and Pete were married that spring. She gave him a dandle, he gave her a ring. And the guests at the wedding all said in one voice, "Now this is an ending that really is choice." The end.